Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Wake up.
I love this show.
Jump 104.5.
You ever eating snacks while you're watching TV or something, and then you look down at your fingers and you realize that your fingers have turned colors because of what you're eating? Say, for instance, Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
You get the orange Cheeto fingers?
Yeah. And, the thing is, if you would go grab the bag from the kitchen and you pretended to, and said to your mother, I didn't have any, it was, it's a non-winner. You can't win that battle because
it's all over your hands.
And if you're out in public, like say you're on like public transit and you see somebody eating chips,
and
you can't wash your hands, but you're eating.
Then you got to lick your fingers.
Yep.
This is like when you're eating curry and you get green curry fingers. That stuff stains. Well, check this out. If you go on Amazon, Amazon has these finger covers that keep your fingers clean while you eat foods that might change your fingers and your nails covers the colors.
So for someone who has an obsession with
Cheetos,
you, this is the perfect thing, a perfect gift.
Like, or some cheese balls or whatever it is. Yes, this is the gift that you want to get for somebody. It's a good gag gift.
It's a good gag. It's a good stocking stuffer with a bag of Cheetos.
I was just going to say that. You have to get the bag of Cheetos or the bag of chips with the finger covers.
Okay, I've got to ask you guys this.
Yeah.
You know, I my mother used to buy those big bags. Like, they were there was no company name on it. Right? They were really good. And then there's Cheetos. You know, are they as good as we remember them to be as little kids?
Honestly.
Is it the orange that got us? I don't know. I wonder.
They're all the same. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, Cheetos themselves are like the good one because they have those like crunchy consistency. But once you leave Cheetos and go to any little cheesy flavor ball or stick or whatever, it's all the same.
It is all the same.
Yeah, it is.
I like those little, those Parmesan chips. I mean, those are, that's an adult cheese, kind of a cheese.
See, I think there's Cheetos and then there's nothing else. I think all the off-brand Cheetos just taste like salt. It's like crunchy salt. They don't have that cheese flavor.
You have to understand that Jamar's mother and my mother bought all off-brand stuff.
Yep.
Never
always
the real deal.
Always the plain bag, and I'm just looking like, all right.
No, always.
Just hide this when my friends come over.
Listen, you know how bad it was? My mother bought me a watch for Christmas. It was a brownie watch. I'm not in the brownies. I'm not even in Girl Guides. Because it was a deal. I mean, so this is the life that we've lived.
Well, see, I think these finger covers are also for now we're in the time of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, yeah.
Jalapeno Cheetos.
Yeah.
So I think it's actually protective. Because if you rubbed your eye after you had a Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
You lose your eyesight.
Yeah. There you go.
Now we turn to E! Talk for our entertainment update. Tyrone Edwards joins us. Good morning, Ty.
I haven't heard my theme music in a minute.
There it is.
Sounds good. Good morning.
All right.
Hi, Marilyn.
I'm having my blonde flat white from Starbucks.
From Starbucks.
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 I have a New York R.
New York.
That's okay. We love you.
When you hear me say Oakville, that's very Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Okay, what's happening with J-Lo?
Okay, so we're going to continue the conversation, except that for you listeners, we're going to include you now. I've been talking about this update. So J-Lo is being sued for posting a paparazzi photo of herself with her guy.
Uh-huh.
So this is a photo of her and her fiance Alex Rodriguez, and they're pictured holding hands in New York City. So they're being sued for $150,000 for using this picture. Now, initially I'm just like, wait a minute, how can you be sued for using a picture of yourself? This is of my likeness. And I guess the photographer in this situation would argue, look, this is how I make my money, this is how I pay my bills, and I stood the chance of making some money from this, and you took that opportunity away from me. I don't know.
See, I really have a problem with this.
Yeah. Talk to me, Marilyn.
Because I think that I'm providing you with my image.
Exactly.
So that you can take a picture, so you can make a living. If I decide to take one of my images and put it on my own post, what's wrong with that?
It's one of those weird paradoxes.
Because
here's the deal. When you take the law, I think, is when you take a picture in public, when you're out in public and a photo is taken, the person who took the photo, no matter what's in the picture, owns the photo. So if you then take that photo that is owned by said photographer and then monetize it in some way, that person can come after you and say, hey, you took the photo that I took and now we're making money of it, no matter who or what's in it.
I just want to point out that this was posted on her Instagram story. not even on her feed in 2017.
This is crazy.
And I'm with you, Marilyn, because at the end of the day, if you take a picture of, if I took a picture of you, you and I are friends. Mm-hmm. I took a picture of you, I'm gonna be like, you okay if I post this? Because you might just not even be comfortable with me posting it.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna say, no, I own it, and it's in my iPhone. No.
No.
I'm gonna go
like to,
no.
You know what I want to talk to you about? This is a good topic for George Pimentel.
Yeah, I just called him.
Did you?
George, where are you, buddy? Yeah, yeah. I know you're listening. That's your phone.
He is the guy that takes all these pictures.
And he's been living this life.
Yeah,
right?
For a
so
long time.
I literally just called him. I'll keep you updated. I'm sure he'll call me back.
It'll be
but
interesting to hear.
I literally did call him before we went on air just to ask him.
Okay.
Nick Jonas is super excited because he will be joining The Voice.
How about that?
I think he's a good fit for
mentor
it.
Mentor or judge?
As a judge. He's,
wow.
As a
the chair
lecturer.
Guy.
Yeah. So he's going to be there. He'll be there with John Legend and the rest of them. And I think he's happy to be a part of this. I think it's a good fit for him.
Nice.
The show is so good. I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay with me. Well, thank you, Tyrone. I don't think, is E-Talk on tonight at 7 o'clock?
7:30.
7:30.
CTV2.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks for paying attention. And
of course.
Get yourself some Starbucks, people.
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
We can get some Starbucks. Just don't take a picture of me drinking it. I'm going to charge you. When you start dating somebody, we were talking about it yesterday. We're like, you can't really just say everything straight out. For example, if you just started dating a guy and you found out that he was super, super, super into superheroes and comic books, would you judge him off the bat?
Who would that be? Who are you referring to?
It's a hypothetical.
Is it yourself?
It's a hypothetical.
You're proud of that, but you're hiding that. Why would you hide that?
Because you don't want to be judged. You know, like, I think everybody in dating has something that would red flag them. Mm-hmm. I really do think so. I think that once people get to know you, it's a little easier to accept certain things. I've known women that when they date, they definitely don't tell the people they're dating about their kids.
Right.
They'll get to know them maybe one day, two day, and then maybe third date, and they'll be like, okay, well, I have two children.
Yes.
I've been divorced, or I'm not with my my children's father anymore.
Yeah.
And it's because they don't want to scare people off. And I think that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to you is, what is your dating red flag or your potential red flag for yourself? Something that you don't hold, that you hold back a little bit.
Something I was surprised to learn from one of my very close friends when she was going out on dates, she was using like dating apps,
mm-hmm.
and she went out with a guy, and for the duration of their first date, and they were hitting it off otherwise, but he wouldn't tell her what he did for a living. And he kept dancing around it to the point where she had texted me to ask about it, and I thought, like, this guy's for sure married. Like, he's hiding something. There's something weird going on here. Turns out he's a police officer. And he said, yeah, that's the sound. That's the lie, police. Just kidding. No, he was telling the truth.
That's another one.
He eventually revealed it, and he said, you know, I just am really hesitant to tell people that I'm a police officer because he had a variety pack of reasons. But he said, sometimes the reveal doesn't always go over super well.
Yep.
Mm.
And I had not even thought of that, about wanting to wait to tell somebody what you do for a living.
Yeah.
Tell us. Text at 104-536 or even give us a call, 870-1045. What would you consider your dating red flag for yourself as something that you just don't really reveal on the first meeting? People don't tell you everything right off the bat. They hold things back.
I wouldn't want them to tell me everything right off the bat. They'd go, whoops, that's too much.
Well, you know, when you unpack all that baggage just on the doorstep of day one, it looks crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to learn things over time. So the question for you is, what is your dating red flag? What is the thing that you hold back about yourself that you don't tell the potential date, you know, day one, day two, maybe even like weeks into it, you don't tell them about yourself? You know, someone texted me a minute ago because I said I wouldn't, if I were dating, which I'm not, but if I were, I wouldn't reveal my comic book hobby because it just sounds nerdy. And someone said nerds are cool. Yeah, nerds are cool now. You know, Big Bang Theory and all that stuff, superhero. But I get it, but it's still not, when you don't get it, you don't get it. And just makes for an awkward conversation because then you're just there trying to convince someone that, yeah, no, it's really cool, and I'm not really a geek, you know, I'm not really...
You're convincing them on something that you love. And
the sell is way too hard.
Too tight for this. Yeah, right. What about you?
I would personally...
Caitlin Green, what she holds back.
Sometimes I'll hide my sense of humor, which can be kind of dark, and I tend to, like, bond with people over making fun of them or making fun of things together. That's just how I show affection.
Mm.
And so not everybody likes that, and not everybody's ready for it right away.
Mm-hmm.
So I might introduce that slowly. Like, I'll breadcrumb that one along.
See, I think about being very general, this is going way back, when I was dating, and I wouldn't necessarily said what I did, but I'd say it was in broadcasting.
Yes.
They would dig a little deeper, but they didn't dig too much. And then they would say, well, what's your day like? And I go, well, I get up at 3:30 in the morning. Wow. And that became a thing. And I thought, you know, I don't need. So they're kind of incorporating what that's going to look like for them. Mm-hmm. So first thing, what time do you get out of bed? What time you go to bed? 7. Okay. You know, non-starter right there.
And then it's just a line of questioning after that.
It's either that or it's like crickets. What people do is they put their lives into your lives to see how you're going to merge.
Yep.
Right.
And if they're not ready to go to bed early, you're right, for our schedule, that's not going to work.
Well, I avoided all things about skiing too, you know, because there's skiing crazy people in this city. Hey, do you ski? And I'm like, anyway, how about those dealers?
Because really?
No, I don't ski, and I'm not interested in skiing. I never have been.
Oh, Marilyn.
No, but that sporty thing, because again, they want to merge with you. Yes. So how's that going to look?
Oh, a red flag that happened to me was someone who didn't like music. I was early on dating somebody, and whenever we would be in the car together, I noticed that he only had sports radio on. And if I turned on music, he was like, meh, and kept turning on sports radio. I'm all for sports radio and your car, your preference. Yeah. But then I didn't even realize he had called into one of the shows while I was like staring off out the window and got into an angry, heated debate with the host while I was just sitting in the car.
So did you even have an inclination when you first dated him that was maybe a potential problem?
Like, I knew he liked football, but I didn't think it was unhealthy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Someone just texted in that they don't reveal that they still live home.
Yes.
They still live with their parents. Know. That's you see, that could, you could be a really great person, but if you say it on the first date, so hi, my name is Jamar, I live with my mom. I don't think I'm going to get a call back after that.
I got one for you. You remember talked about when we started this topic about you hold back that you are newly divorced.
A lot of people don't reveal that information because you don't want to look like damaged goods.
I got another one.
Okay.
Got another one. If you've never been married.
After a certain age. Yes.
That is a red flag for a lot of people.
About that.
Yeah.
You seem like you're. And the funny part about that is, if you've never been married, you've never been divorced. You're pristine, right?
No, my girlfriend's dating right now. She's in a dating kind of thing right happening. And she said, I'm going to date this guy, but he's never been married. I'm very concerned about that.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Let me know.
Ellen is trending this morning. She's found herself in a little bit of unexpected controversy after she was seen laughing and sitting next to former U.S. President George W. Bush at a Cowboys and Green Bay Packers game. She and her wife, Portia, were invited by the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, and she wound up there, and another one of his guests was George W. Bush. So when footage starts making the rounds where they look like they're getting along quite well, it caused some confusion and then triggered a major backlash from people who thought that Bush's political views and his policies, especially surrounding gay marriage, were at odds with Ellen's. So if you're Ellen, you are fortunate enough that when you start getting roasted on the internet, you can actually address it on your TV show. So here's what she had to say.
People were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Didn't even notice I'm holding the brand new iPhone 11. And I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
She handled that beautifully. She really did.
Yeah, I think she handled it as well as you can when, you know, some people are just going to disagree with her regardless of what she has to say about it. But it was a pretty good public explanation.
But what I loved was what you mentioned earlier, too, is what other people were saying after all that was done. And that was?
Many people on Twitter were pointing out, we should be worrying about our current president. And then later we can get to the former ones and dig into them.
Listen, guys, she was at a Packers Dallas Cowboy game. Her and Portia were like a unicorn in that stadium. I don't know if you know much about those two states.
No.
I know that one likes cheese. Is that what we're talking about?
I mean, Texas.
Because they're vegan?
Texas and Wisconsin are not the most liberal.
Now, this is how you think. This is how I think. I think, wow, they're at that Dallas Stadium. That is one of the best stadiums ever in the NFL. And it's great art installation. See, you and I think so differently.
Yeah.
I went to cheese.
I want tickets, too.
I like the way she handled it.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. With that theme of cross the aisle civility, let's go to our next trending story. Last night's federal leaders debate. So that's still a top trending. issue here in Canada. Six party leaders squared off in our first and only English language debate with all parties taking place before the election on October 21st. It was a very busy debate, too busy for some viewers who felt that the format of multiple moderators combined with that many candidates was cluttered and kind of confusing. And as a lot of people expected going into the night, they slugged it out right away. The debate was really about Trudeau and Scheer jockeying for the front runner position, and both were very much on the attack, while NDP leader Jagmeet Singh kind of tried to stay above the fray with a more positive approach. He even garnered applause at one point from the audience, despite the fact that they were told not to clap. So, you know, if you're thinking about it in terms of mentions, on Twitter, the most mentioned leaders during the debates, number one, Trudeau, two, Scheer, three, Jagmeet Singh. And, you know, that's kind of what everyone's watching now is what's going to happen with the Conservatives versus the Liberals, and how much of, you know, either party vote can the NDP scoop up? And then where does the Green Party fit into all this? We are going to find out on October 21st. Get out there and vote. Whoever you liked last night, just make sure you vote.
Find out. And really, there's so much information in front of you. Do some research.
Every election's important. This one is confusing. We've been dealing with scandals. Just do your homework.
Right on.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.